It's Thursday, April 8th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that would curb cooperation between local police and federal immigration enforcement. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
AB 376 makes it clear that it's not the job of local police to enforce civil federal immigration laws. It also bars law enforcement from detaining a person at the request of immigration authorities. The measure was approved on a party-line vote by the Committee on Government Affairs, and now heads to the full assembly. Democratic Assemblywoman Selena Torres of Las Vegas introduced the bill. She says immigrant communities need to be able to trust police.
I'm thinking of the undocumented immigrants and mixed status families that do not report violent crimes because they're scared about the relationship between immigration and local law enforcement.
The measure also includes a provision that would urge the Lieutenant Governor's office to come up with ways to attract and retain immigrant-owned businesses and workers. Several local law enforcement agencies expressed opposition to the bill as it's currently written. That includes the Washoe County Sheriff's Office, which says the measure would hurt their ability to partner with federal agencies. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Voting rights advocates are voicing support for a measure that would expand automatic voter registration in Nevada. Eligible residents are automatically registered to vote whenever they make a transaction at the DMV, unless they opt out. AB 432 would fold more state agencies into the process by allowing the Department of Health and Human Services to register people through Medicaid or the State Health Insurance Exchange. Voting rights advocates such as Annette Magnus with Battleborne Progress says this measure ensures every Nevadan is getting the opportunity to register.
And I think it's important to note that not everybody goes to the DMV. You have elderly folks, you have people of color, people in poverty who maybe don't have access to the DMV, but will have access to these other agencies.
During a recent legislative hearing on the bill, county registrars voiced skepticism of the bill, saying it would be difficult and costly to implement. A lawsuit filed by the former nanny of Blockchain's CEO Jeffrey Burns accuses him and his wife of sexual harassment. According to the Reno Gazette-Journal, the lawsuit alleges the work environment was degrading and sexually perverse. It also claims the couple sabotaged her next employment. She's seeking $150,000 in damages. Burns says the allegations are absurd. He has recently come under scrutiny for his company's push to form its own government inside the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Washoe County is seeing an uptick in COVID-19 cases. Washoe County's test positivity rate has climbed from 5% at the end of March to 6.2% yesterday. 65 new cases of COVID-19 were reported yesterday in the county, well above the two-week rolling average. The latest data shows nearly 22% of Nevadans 16 and older are now fully vaccinated. El Dorado County in California is easing COVID-19 restrictions, moving from red into the orange tier. Restaurants can now operate at 50% capacity indoors. Retailers can open fully if they can ensure social distancing. Currently, most counties in the Eastern Sierra remain under the more restrictive red tier. Only Lassen County shows signs of minimal community spread of COVID-19. A program where businesses collect donations to help protect Lake Tahoe has reached the $1 million mark. Through the Tahoe Fund's $1 for Tahoe program, local businesses collect money from patrons when they purchase meals, lift tickets, or accommodations. The money is used to support restoration programs around the lake and build trails. And speaking of those trails, more e-bikes could start popping up on trails around the Tahoe Basin under a new proposal from the U.S. Forest Service. First reported by the Reno Gazette-Journal, motorized bikes would be allowed to ride on an additional 120 miles of trails around Tahoe. They're currently only allowed access to about 25 miles of trails. E-bikes will not be able to access Desolation Wilderness or the Tahoe Rim Trail. An internet service provider is breaking ground on an expansion that will bring high-speed broadband to Elko and surrounding communities. According to the Elko Daily Free Press, Anthem Broadband is slated to begin construction this month on the two-year expansion. The Idaho-based company says some connections could begin this summer, with speeds ranging from 250 megabits per second to 10 gigabits per second. The project was paid for in part with about $30 million from Nevada Gold Mines. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, April 8th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.